Harness racing in Tasmania this week is in Hobart, commencing at 5:18 tonight, and we're having a chat with Oatlands trainer Steve Lukak, who's taking three runners to the sports tonight. How are you going, Steve?
Yeah, well, thanks, Duncan. Thank you.
That's the way. Three runners tonight, as I said. Let's get straight into it with Royal Reactor, who lines up in race number two, draws nicely in gate three. A lightly raced gelding, but no doubt you'd have been impressed with the effort in Launceston, where he finished off all right.
Yeah, he surprised me just how quickly he did finish it off, Duncan. I was a bit disappointed when he was turning for home. I thought, geez, he's in trouble, this horse. But when he got around the turn and knuckled down to it and kind of actually could drive him properly, drive him out, he found the line quite nicely. So, yeah, barrier three, little bit of speed inside him from the one and the two. They both got good gate speed. I'll be honest, I don't know how quick he leaves the gate. We've always sort of tried to teach him to sit and, you know, to drive tractably, etc. So it'll be interesting. But from gate three, we got to push him out the gate and just see where we lob. There's a small gear change. Took the Dolly Vardens off and put a set of Rogue's Hood on him, maybe just help him concentrate more. As I said at Launceston the other night, I thought, you know, 200 out, he was going to really let down. But whether he's stargazed or he's definitely green. I thought maybe the Hood might switch him on a bit more. So we'll see how that pans out tonight.
Yeah, that's Royal Reactor. He's in race two. Let's skip over to the fast class race of the night, where you've got No Spring Secrets engaged. And, well, the old boy, you must be wrapped with what he's done throughout his career. He's been ultra consistent and earned his connections over $100,000 in prize money.
Yeah, look, he's been a top horse to me, Duncan, you know, really from day one. Since he lobbed at my place, you know, I've got to thank Barry Weston for giving me the opportunity with him. He's been a handful all the way along. He's been a very, very tricky horse to train. And I dare say that he's taught me a lot about training horses, about being patient especially. But he's been a lovely horse to me. You know, I wish I had another half a dozen like him in the stables with the ability he has. Good field. Top field, if you go through it, they've all got claims in that race. With him, we all know what he's like. He's got a sit and sprint. We can only hope that the speed's going to be on and he might be able to run money. Look, Riley Major's an outstanding horse. I've loved him from day one, from an outsider looking in. So, you know, we've never looked like beating him yet. And I don't like to go there beaten already, but I don't think I can beat him anyway, put it that way, Duncan.
Must be a little bit frustrating to have a horse like No Spring Secrets that doesn't go away from the stand.
Yeah, as I say, his temperament's always been a fiery temperament. Admittedly, he's probably one of the quickest horses I've trained. I dare say he is the quickest from point to point, but no, there's no way you're getting away from a stand yet. I doubt if he'd even go forward from a stand. He could go any which way but forward, I dare say. So, yeah, we just got to sit and wait our turn for the mobiles to aim up for him, and hopefully I've got him right on the night.
Yeah, well, he's been racing well. He's won two out of his last four. Another horse that's been in the winner's circle of late's Jackson Neptune. He lines up in race eight. You must have been pretty wrapped with his win in Launceston last time out, because he only found clear room late.
I was very happy for the owners. I was very surprised. I don't mind saying I spoke to them just probably 8 minutes when the horses went out on the track to warm up, and I said, listen, I said during the week I don't think you can win. And I told them again, they said, you know, what do you think now? And I said the same thing. I don't think he can win. He'd been crook, and I've had a bit of a virus go through the whole stable, to be honest with you, and he had time off. Royal Reactor had time off. A couple of others had time off, and No Spring Secrets is another one. I said, how about we just sit back, watch him go around. We're going to drive him quiet, and to, you know, realistically, the drive won the race. Connor Crook's drive on him was a pearl. It was an 11 out of a 10 drive. You know, he just waited and waited and waited. I must admit, I felt a little bit sick when he did win, because he paid $40-odd or something like that, you know, some ridiculous amount, and I know the owners weren't on like they were going to be. So, I was happy that he won, but I was a little bit sort of down on myself that I sort of doubted him as much as I did. He's drawn barrier one. He's going to get a lovely run. You've got speed outside him. Depth to Apart was mighty unlucky in the same race as him the other night in Launceston. Dead heated for second. So, he's going to get every chance. We take a sit with him and hopefully he can run on like he did the start before.
Yeah, that's Jackson Neptune, race 8, number 1. Steve, you're taking 3, as I said, to the races. Who do you reckon your best winning chance is?
Jackson Neptune from the draw, Duncan.
Righto, race 8, number 1. Appreciate the insight into your runners in Hobart tonight and I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks again for your call.